This is Wade Brenske with the Chief Organizer's Report, the hell or real of 100 days of horror. The August New York Times laid the claim that Trump's first 100 days of this new term were the most momentous since the original first 100 days were measured in Franklin Delano Roosevelt's first term. Both were about building a new understanding of government's role in the life of the country and the world. One for the better, one for the worse. One building, one tearing down. How can we get our minds wrapped around the White House of Horrors? Any list would miss more than it would cover, but it's important not to forget how expansive the assault has been. Just flipping the pages day to day in the first 100 is mind-boggling and soul-crunching, but here's a start. Clemency to all charged in the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Fired head of the Coast Guard and Joint Chiefs of Staff over DEI claims. Halted work on all new civil rights cases or investigations. Threatened takeover of Panama Canal, Greenland, Canada, and Gaza. Fired board members of the EEOC, NLRB, Kennedy Center, and FEC. Effectively gutted USAID, CFPB, U.S. Africa Development Foundation, Voice of America, and others. Invalidated collective bargaining contracts for hundreds of thousands of federal workers. Threatened to withhold funding to public schools, sanctuary cities and states, and more. Ended security clearances from enemies. Order that pennies no longer be produced. Barred AP reporters from White House pool and threatened CBS broadcast license. Sought access to previously confidential data in Social Security and IRS. Fired thousands of probationary federal workers and offered buyouts to tens of thousands. Allowed the Department of Governmental Efficiency under Elon Musk unparalleled and legally unauthorized access to governmental departments and ability virtually to hire and fire. Suspended enforcement of part of a 2020 money laundering bill disclosing owners. Suspended enforcement of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Rescinded and blocked federal grants to numerous colleges and universities. Deported immigrants without hearings and against court orders. Instituted tariffs on and off, pushing the country towards recession. Attacked top 20 law firms, borrowing some from government agencies. Moved to restore gun rights to people with criminal convictions. Had corporate sponsors for Easter egg hunt. Invited investors to his family's crypto company to the White House. Met with two competing golf tours where he has an interest to see if they could persuade them to merge and more. Supported Russia's position on taking territory from Ukraine. I can't go on. Your list could be longer and never repeat what is on this quick summary. Reading through the list, I hardly got past the first 50 days. If you thought the first 100 days were terrible, take Trump's word for it. There's more to come until he stopped somehow. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.